Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafy. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit WheelingIL.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
The next time you're driving and here, you may be tempted to... It could be as simple as OMG. Or even see you soon. But you won't be R-O-F-L when you hear... and get pulled over for texting and driving because a ticket is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
We got work to do.
Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Hello from the...
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You have 11, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as a part of Military Appreciation Day, presented by Sears Home Services.
Saladino still at first, one down, first inning in the opener, and Melky rips it to right field. Big trouble toward the corner. Saladino's on his way to third. He gets waved around by Nick Capra. Throw will go into third base. The Sox have the lead. Melky is out, but it's 1-0 here in the first.
It started well for the Sox on their home opener. Didn't last too long, though, as the Tigers scored 5 in the second, and the Southsiders dropped the home opener 6-3. That highlight courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. RBIs on the day for Melky Cabrera, Jose Abreu, Jacob May, Tyler Saladino, and Avi Garcia, and Cabrera, each with 2 hits on the day. Tim Anderson and Cody Ashe combined to go 0-for-7 with 6 strikeouts and 5 left on base. Jose Quintana was your starter. He went 5 1/3, gave up 5 hits, 6 earned runs. He walked 3, struck out 2, and did give up 3 Tiger home runs. Out of the bullpen, it was a combo of Putnam, Petrichka, and Ynoa. They went 3 2/3 and only gave up 1 hit. Justin Verlander started for Detroit. He went 6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and he struck out 10 Sox batters. The Sox lose 6-3. Same two teams tomorrow, first pitch at 1:10. Cubs and Cards, game 2 tonight. Jake Arrieta opposes Adam Wainwright. Pregame starts at 6:40. Arrieta is 7-2 with a 1.85 ERA against St. Louis in his career. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Colorado. Puck drops at 8. AHL, the Wolves are off until Saturday. NBA, the Bulls play in New York tonight. Game tips at 7. They are two games out of the fifth spot in the East. Dwayne Wade worked out with the team this morning. No word on his return this season. Also tonight, Toronto travels to Indiana and the Bucks play at the Thunder. NFL news, Tony Romo is retiring from the Cowboys after 14 seasons, and he will replace Phil Sims on CBS as the network's top football analyst. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. The Illinois Derby is back April 22nd. For details, visit hawthornracecourse.com. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune in to the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag live bright. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 640, when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Joe Madden will be appearing once again on this station weekly with the Spiegel and Parkins show, as he did today. And when things sound really good, we want to make sure that you don't miss what the Cubs manager said. Among other things today, he talked about how when you play for as long as the Cubs did last year, time has a tendency to play tricks on you.
I was walking up to the batting cage the other day, and I think I was talking to Theo, and I said, you know, it's like game 163 or whatever you want to call it. It was like that game in Cleveland had just ended. We were playing the next night. It's really weird how the human mind works regarding time. It really felt like no time had elapsed at all. And then for opening night, like you're saying, in St. Louis, everything going on, I've always talked about a mind one stretch. I mean, our guys are ready to play. I don't think anybody was overwhelmed with opening night. Yeah, we just couldn't hit Martinez. That's it. But we had a good feel about us. The dugout was great. The prep was outstanding. We made the comeback there, but they got us. But I thought our guys handled the moment really well.
Is it a reality that this year is going to always be looked at through the prism of last year's accomplishments?
By a lot of people, it will. I really don't. I mean, that's fine if everybody else does, as long as we don't. I mean, that's why I talked about being uncomfortable. That's why I'm talking about growth. You know, turning the page, that's a real common phrase, obviously. But it's just about how we react to the situation like any other time. And this past spring training, I'm telling you, and you guys were there. If you walked in our clubhouse, there was no, like, I didn't feel any hangover whatsoever. I didn't think our guys were living in the past. I saw the work as being really good. Our goal was to keep them all healthy and have them ready for the beginning of the season. So far, that goal's been met. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, the fans and everybody else are definitely going to want to continue to talk about it. And believe me, man, yeah, it's in the back of our minds. We love what we had done and accomplished as a group. But, I mean, we want to do it again. And that's pretty much how everybody feels. So it's a wonderful moment. It's a wonderful thing. The burden's been lifted, but now let's try to win 2-109.
Kyle Schwarber, he's like Paul Bunyan in terms of the legend factor here. Dude, that was his 72nd Major League game. Do you guys feel that and get excited about that just right away at the beginning of every game? That's the way it's going to be with those three guys at the top.
It is, and you're right. I mean, when they come up at any part of the game, but the beginning of the game is always exciting because you know that Schwarbs, if it's a good first pitch, he's going after it, and the ball could end up in the stands. He's really embraced the role. He loves it, and you're right. I mean, having those three guys come up more often is exactly what we're all about or what we wanted to get done, and it played out the other day when Schwarbs worked that walk, bases loaded, here comes KB and Riz, and it didn't, you know, we didn't get the hit, but that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the to continue to work the process in a way that's going to be beneficial. More often than not, those guys are going to come through, but that's a perfect example of what it could look like.
Come on, Spiegs. Ask Joe the question you really want to ask him about Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, we got
to
get it.
He says that you're going to tell us, you know, it was you go, we go for Fowler. He says you're going to at least intimate what it is with Schwarber at the top of the line.
You can tell us, Joe. I mean, what do you say to Kyle when he's going up there?
He and I have this pact. It's not going to come out of our mouths. It has something to do with his eyes. I'll give you that much, but that's it. It's absolutely, I can't say this on radio. I can't say it anywhere. I wouldn't even say it on HBO.
One of the questions is, hey, who's going to get the start at second base on opening day? And it turns out it was Baez, and you've said why. But I think the better question is, who's going to play more there?
I would probably, if I had a bet, I'd say Zobrist will get the predominant play at second base as of right now today. Zoe's not playing. I wanted to get him more involved today. So, and I wanted to save Zoe more for the Lynn, who's much better against righties than lefties. And just try to balance out. I've talked about resting guys, and I know we already had a couple days off, but trying to keep all these guys active is going to be very important. I honestly don't know the answer to that. I mean, with injuries, things could change rapidly. But tomorrow you'll see Zoe at second base. You see Hobby for two games here. And I've not even looked at Milwaukee yet, but they'll both play there. It's just and you still might see Hobby in other spots too, but for right now, if everybody stays healthy, it's going to be difficult to really balance the whole thing out.
Take us through as much as you can. What are the processes of all of the decisions you have to make? Because it seems from where we're sitting like you've got more decisions to make than most.
You got to know who's pitching for the other team in advance. It pretty much starts right there. And so you look, you could pretty much look at a whole week's worth of pitching assignments on the other end and start trying to build your lineups from there. Talked about resting people this year. I've talked about our depth, keeping our depth active. So early in the year with all these days off, it's harder to wrap your mind around something like that. When you get on a streak of playing like 14 days in a row, it's going to become a little bit easier to convince people of this. So for right now, it's just about getting a week's worth of pitchers that we're going to play against and try to fill in the blanks. On the other side, it'd be the pitching side. Of course, the starters are set. And then again, it comes back to the bullpen and who's rested, who's not, who needs time, and how do they match up. The other night, like Uehara against the top of the batting order, I loved it a lot. I really liked Stroppe when he was in there. I did not foresee an 0-2 home run. But you know, that's the kind of things I look at daily is with this group to build the lineups in advance as much as I can, and then the bullpen guys.
Lester is such a unique guy to watch. He seems to thrive on the chaos that he sometimes creates. Does Wilson have to tread lightly? If Wilson wants to go out and talk to him, does he have to hold back and think to himself, you know, maybe I'll just let Johnny work his way through this alone?
They work together more often. He'll be less trepidation regarding going out to the mound. But I don't sense that with either one. I watched them communicate. They've been doing really well. I thought the other night, I mean, Johnny ended up with 100-some pitches in 5+, but fully because, I mean, Hobby did lose that ball in the sign, and that's like that cost about 10 or 15 pitches. And the field attempt, if Willie comes up clean on that throw to second base with Diaz, he's out by 20 feet. Those are the kind of things that, those are the plays that we make. And if you make those plays, Johnny Lester would have thrown at least 20 less pitches and probably pitched an inning plus more. So when you look at a game and you break it down, those are the things that are real factors to me. I thought they did great together. And if you saw Johnny off at all with his command, it's because these situations were created where he just couldn't go after the hitter as much.
Are people making too much of this idea of Anthony Rizzo stepping into the David Ross role?
I wasn't even aware of that.
It was all over the ESPN broadcast during the game that it was going to be Rizzo that would go up to the mound for Lester.
I don't know that. I've not sensed that whatsoever. You know, our guys really interact well. Riz is good at it, absolutely. But Willie can go out there. Anybody can go out there. I don't see that as being the linchpin there. The fact that Johnny's going to look to Riz anytime things go badly.
Is it Rizzo's room in some ways?
It's the Cubs' room, man. I've never bought into those concepts about it's a certain player's room. It's everybody's room. And regarding the other night, Johnny Lester's got the strongest voice. John Lester's won a 3-time World Series champ. I have a lot of confidence in him teaching Wilson the ropes. Johnny Lester doesn't need anybody to hold his hand, man. He's fine. So, I find all this stuff somewhat amusing at times because I have all the faith in one. And everything that's been made up about, you know, Johnny with the running game, like I said the other night, if Willie comes up clean, that guy's out at second base. And we've done a really nice job with that.
Did you have to have any conversations, Joe, with players about what had gone on in 6 and 7?
Not at all. See, it's funny, I mean, that's even any kind of an issue. And I'll tell you, the longer I've been, the farther I've been away from it, the more convinced everything we did was the right thing to do. And I find it, honestly, and I don't mean to be giggling, but I find it humorous because I liked what we did. I liked how it all turned out, obviously. and the other thing is, and I talked to the players about this, people tend to not give the other team any credit. You know, it's like we have two professional teams in a World Series. Both teams are good, and both sides are going to do things that counteract the other side. So, no, I have no issues. Nobody's asked me anything about it. And to me, a lot of it's been contrived, and I can't do anything about that either, because the more I would talk about it, the more it sounds like I'm making an excuse, and I'm not gonna. I felt really good about it. And like I said, the farther I've gotten away from it, the more I'm convinced we did the right thing.
You get Jake Arrieta. How are you feeling about Jake and the release point and his ability to put that ball exactly where he needs to this year?
Well, he's been he was a really good strike thrower the last couple starts in spring training. I thought he looked really good with all of that. you know, we'll see how it all plays out. Now, I felt good about it. His delivery looked good, looked clean, pretty good idea where the fastball is going. That's what it's all about. As long as he knows where that fastball is going, everything else is going to play strongly off of that. And like I said, I thought his last start for sure, the last two starts, I think, in camp, he had a really good idea about where his fastball was going.
Joe Madden, the manager of the Cubs today on the Speedland Parkin Show, well edited by Chris Tannehill to get you the gist of much of what they discussed. And
he's doubling down on I was right. So
well, he's looked at it and they thought about it. The more he thinks about it, the more right he was. Okay. Shep did it. Sorry. Oh, look, that's very nice of you, Tanny, but thank you, Nick Shepkowski, for doing that. It was we don't need to continue to. He's going to be talking about it as long as he's walking this earth. It's the blessing and the curse of winning the World Series. It will always be the World Series that was won in that way.
In spite of him.
I tend to think so, but it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know why he continues to go there.
And without him as manager, they probably don't even get to that point. So it is.
He's a great manager. You know, I talk often about all the different things a manager has to do, like managing the game and managing the dugout and managing your bullpen and your rotation and managing the coaching staff, managing the general manager. You have to manage your general manager. You have to manage ownership. You have to manage expectations. You have to manage
the media.
You have to manage the media. You have to manage the fans. There's a lot. And he is great at most of those things.
At inhabiting all those worlds.
But he had a bad NLCS and a bad World Series, and they overcame everything that he did wrong.
Because it was their year, and sometimes...
They're just so good. They were just so good.
They were too good for it to matter, and it's okay.
Yeah, it's over.
And the 847 says, Barry, Madden is every bit as bad with nickname usage as your guy Quaddy was.
But he's not trying to be their friends. That's the difference.
I agree with the texter, though.
Yeah.
It is. Everything.
There's some bad ones.
There's a lot of nicknames.
But Quaddy thought he was part of the team, and he embraced it.
But he was the
manager. He would say things like, he's one of us, about a certain player that was still there, or a player that they wanted. He's one of us. He's part of this. And he wanted to be their friends. I mean, He let Ryan Dempster run things, and he let other veterans
I'll
be
let
in charge
Ryan Dempster
of him.
Do whatever he wants as long as he doesn't impersonate Harry Carey.
He's impersonating Will Ferrell.
I know.
And Will Ferrell's impersonation is terrible.
It's horrible. As long as you can extort whatever you want. That if Ryan Dempster wants to do a GoFundMe for never doing his Harry Carey impersonation again,
I'm first in line.
I'm contributing. If somebody wants to start that, I'm in, and I can't argue against it. Hey, you can always check out...
But that's the difference. The difference is Quaddy...
No, come on! Stop it!
Quaddy thought he was part of the team, and you can't be the players' friends.
I know.
You have to have good relationships with the players.
But so ask their manager.
So you communicate with them, but they have to understand you are in charge.
Our guy Brian Gertsch, I believe, has gone home for the day, but you most of the time can check out the live video stream that we do here on 670 The Score, or watch 670thescore.com, this should say, that is brought to you by American Needle. Get ready for the Cubs home opener with 20% off Cubs, Sox, and Hawks caps. Just head to AmericanNeedle.com and use promo code SCORE. In Frankfurt, it is Bandwagon on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Here's what I know. Bear, you just said that Joe Madden is great at most of those things. And here's one more thing that he's great at. He's great at learning from his mistakes. Now, he may think that the farther he gets away from that, actually, it's further, I guess. The further he gets away from that, the more he realizes he did the right thing. That will come again, and he'll be able to learn from that experience. And he's the type of guy, not just a manager, that's able to, I think, admit mistakes. And that makes him the best manager in sports, I think, bar none.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bandwagon.
Bandwagon, first of all, let me thank you for the proper catching yourself in the proper differentiation between farther and further. That was very nicely done.
Whether he learns from it or not, if he doesn't have the kind of reliever, and frankly, Chapman wasn't Okay, he wanted him to be Andrew Miller because he enjoyed watching what was happening with Terry Francona. And Terry Francona being called the genius all around the game may have played in somewhat.
To a guy who didn't want to be. A guy who at no point wanted that role.
Yeah.
He just didn't.
You know, I don't know if the publicity he was getting had anything to do with it. But Chapman wasn't the same guy. He wasn't that guy. And there's no saying that that sort of reliever is going to be available to Joe Maddon this year. Wade Davis certainly is not.
And Chapman is on my list of very strange signings this year because the Yankees are one of these in-between teams that might not have enough games for him to save. They pushed themselves into the luxury tax with that signing.
I assume that was done for some year beyond this season. But
he's
I heard
in decline.
Dan, the day that the trade was made, Dan, I told you he's going back to the Yankees. It's already done.
That's true. But he's showing some signs of decline that he may not be the overpowering stud that he was. And he's getting to that age where that's certainly possible.
There's a lot of teams bidding on him,
too. And the Yankees already have Betances, and I'm not quite sure what... There was a lot of weird things. Like, I thought the Braves... I know the Braves have their new building, but why do you want to improve your chances of winning with Bartolo Colon and R.A. Dickey? Some of that I don't get.
Well, I think you just said it. It's just all about trying to present something in a new ballpark.
Why is Clay Buchholz on the Phillies? What does that accomplish? How are you closer to winning a World Series?
I can't answer that question.
Some of it I get. I know Joey Votto has a no-trade clause. Joey Votto is going to make the Reds 5 wins better than they otherwise would be. And I'm not sure exactly contractually what Ryan Braun's situation is in Milwaukee, but Milwaukee has got, look, there's green shoots in Milwaukee. They're going to be a headache for you, much like the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be. When you start to see what they've done to rebuild that organization, the problem is you can't move Ryan Braun.
I'm pretty sure he has some no-trade protection, so that's part of it. You know, the... The thing about Braun, too, is you're going to reach a point here fairly soon, right, where his decline makes you wonder how much more you want
right.
of Ryan Braun.
Sure.
You know, are you going to miss that opportunity to move him? You going to miss that? Braun, let's see here, has no trade protection, blocking deals to all but 6 teams.
Okay. Because there are some guys on some teams that would just be where everybody would be better off with the guy being on a different team.
Whoa, I didn't realize it went this far out. He's getting 19 this year, 19 next year, 19 in 2019, 16 in 2020, and he's got a $4 million buyout or a $15 million mutual in 2021.
A lot of cheese for a guy.
You know, I know the Dodgers were looking at him seriously last year for the stretch run, but wow, that's and you know, the repeater tax is a real thing. It's a real thing, and teams are trying to avoid it.
Bottom of the hour, we are going to do It's On. And there's a name I want to add to your list. You gave sort of a short list of Masters possibilities, looking at some of the conditions that we had a couple listeners with some names in there in response to that thing. You might be forgetting a couple of people.
Well, I didn't get to all of my names. I was just discussing some of the things that may take place this week. I'll tell you who I like after we take a quick timeout here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
This is Joe Maddon of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built Ford Tough. Congratulations to Roy Williams in North Carolina. While history won't look at it, in the short term, we will. That was the game in which anybody who's a sports fan wanted to watch. The David, which was Gonzaga, taking on the Goliath, which was North Carolina. The talent was not that dissimilar, but the backgrounds were. And what did we end up with? North Carolina winning in a foul fest in which there were so many missed free throws, so many missed threes, and so many missed calls, and an over-officiated mess. The officiating screwed up the flow, which screwed up the shooting, which made it for a really tough watch. So Carolina wins, and rightfully so, but what could have been was an incredible championship game between two historically significant programs ends up with the game we watched, leaving us feeling like we missed something that could have been special. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hi, I'm Patrick Dempsey, ambassador for Amgen's Breakaway from Cancer. When faced with cancer, the search for resources, education, and hope are essential. Whether you or someone close to you needs help, Amgen's Breakaway from Cancer is here. Go to breakawayfromcancer.com to get started now.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Details, restrictions may apply.
So I finally tried a MyPillow, and I sure am glad that I did. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. It really is the best pillow I've ever slept with in my entire life. I love it so much. I bought two for my bed. I even bought a pillow each for the boys. And I'm telling you, this is the best pillow I've ever used. If you don't think a pillow is important, then you haven't tried a MyPillow, and you really need to. Here's what's cool about MyPillow. They stay cool all night long, so there's no flopping it over to the other side trying to find a side that's cool. And I'm a warm sleeper, so it's great to have a pillow that maintains a cool temperature. It holds its shape, which is great. See the patented interlocking fill? It adjusts to my sleep needs, so it stays the way I want it all night long. You know, you have to adjust your pillow, you get going. This stays right there, so it doesn't flatten out. It doesn't. You don't need to flip it in half to get the support you need on your neck or your shoulders or your head, whatever it might be. Sometimes you wake up and you get a headache, and you're like, how do I have a headache from sleeping all night long? Well, it's a bad pillow. The MyPillow is going to help you out. It comes with a 10-year warranty not to go flat, a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. If you want to try it out, take advantage of this offer right now. You can save 50% plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special tab and use promo code SCORE. You get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's four pillows for one special price. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call them at 800-960-3804, MyPillow.com. Use promo code SCORE.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit lakelawnresort.com.
There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. CTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Attention jazz lovers, Kansas City has something to say. Modern jazz was born here. From 18th and Vine to Victrolas across the globe. Basie and Parker, bebop to bluesy. The era may have ended, but the music lives on. That's how we do Kansas City. Click the banner to plan your trip at visitkc.com. Produced in cooperation with the Missouri Division of Tourism.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
On air.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Caller number 10 to the Score's contest line at 312-591-6700 will win two tickets to a VIP party and Cubs opening day live broadcast with Spiegel and Parkins on Monday, April 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Yard House in New City, Lincoln Park. Tap into great food, classic rock, and 110 taps of craft and import draft beer at Yard House. Before 6 o'clock, we have another pair of these passes to give away. Your opportunity to be a part of Cubs home opening day festivities. It's all good stuff. So it's funny that Joe Madden, we played the sound of Madden talking about how he, with more hindsight, he's realized that he did everything right. And then we had the caller say that he's certain that Joe Madden's brilliance will allow him to learn from his mistakes. So that would be the assuming that what he does in private or what these decisions are. Maybe as he's saying all this stuff publicly, maybe it is possible that next time he's presented with some of these things, and you're never going to be presented with exactly the same permutations, but there's he's not so dumb and stubborn as to have it not inform his thinking.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday night as a part of Military Appreciation Day. It's presented by Sears Home Services.
Kinsler, a long one to left field. A very long one. 6-1 Tigers, all on home runs this afternoon.
That's right. One of the three home runs given up by Jose Quintana. The White Sox went on to add two runs in that game, but they dropped their season opener 6-3. That highlight courtesy Comcast Sportsnet. RBIs on the day from Melky Cabrera, Jose Abreu, and Jacob May. Tyler Saladino, Avi Garcia, and Cabrera each had two hits in the game. Tim Anderson, Cody Ashe, they combined to go 0-7 with 6 Ks and 5 left on base. Jose Quintana went 5 1/3. He gave up 5 hits, 6 earned runs. He walked 3, struck out 2, and did give up those 3 home runs. Out of the bullpen, it was a combination of Putnam, Petrichka, and Yanoa. They went 3 2/3 and gave up just 1 hit. Justin Verlander started for Detroit. He went 6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned runs. He walked 2, and he struck out 10. So Sox lose 6-3 in their home opener. Same two teams tomorrow, and it's a first pitch of 1:10. Cubs and Cards, game two tonight. Jake Arrieta opposes Adam Wainwright. Pregame starts at 6:40. Arrieta is 7-2 with a 1.85 ERA against St. Louis. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Colorado. Puck drops at 8. AHL, the Wolves are off until Saturday. NBA, the Bulls play in New York tonight. Game tips at 7. They are 2 games out of the 5th spot in the East. Dwayne Wade worked out with the team this morning. No word on his return for this season. Also tonight, Toronto travels to Indiana and the Bucks play at the Thunder. And one NFL note, big story, Tony Romo is retiring from the Cowboys after 14 seasons. He will replace Phil Sims on CBS as the network's top football analyst. This scoreboard update brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. The Illinois Derby is back April 22nd. For details, visit HawthorneRacecourse.com. Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:40 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
Oh, no, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
There's a lot going on tonight on the sports viewing schedule, and I'm going to have to modify my personal viewing with some DVRing because of both charity meeting responsibilities and parenting and transportation responsibilities, but your panoply of options tonight involves Indians-Rangers on MLBNet and Cubs-Cardinals on Comcast SportsNet Plus as your baseball viewing. Then, if you can stomach the Bulls, I have no appetite for Bulls basketball right now. Absolutely none. Their playoff push has made me mad. The team isn't particularly likable. They play at 7 on Comcast SportsNet. And then you also have Bucks and Thunder and T-Wolves and Warriors. And then Blackhawks at Avalanche at 8. The Blackhawks are sort of in coast mode right
now.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what Joel does with his lineup.
They don't need to try right now.
No, the only thing you want to do is keep Corey Crawford sharp. The rest of it is...
I thought Darling was the first off at the skate today.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not speaking specifically about this game, but okay. In general, over the next three, you want to make sure he gets some work in so he stays sharp. Otherwise, you think about rest and making sure that nobody gets hurt if you're lucky enough. You may have two physical games with Anaheim and LA coming up. You don't want...
And making sure Panarin doesn't get his points for his bonus so the team can save money.
There is also live...
By the way, Porzingis is out of the game tonight, so you don't even get the joy of watching Porzingis in the Bulls game. Ugh. If that entertains you. Oh, no thank you.
I will be flipping a lot. And there's also the live from the Masters, which I missed much of today.
Here you go.
I want to see some of that tonight. By the way, in terms of the Masters,
let's get the other side of the glass with what they're watching tonight, and then we'll get back to your
okay.
Masters thoughts. So we always ask Shep and Tanny what they're checking out.
The first thing, but a new return to Fox tonight, Prison Break, which was great for two seasons and then turned absolutely god-awful. It returns for season 5 after 7-year hiatus, so I can't wait to see what storylines they come up with.
Is it the
that.
Same show?
It looks like it, according to the promos.
I don't think my buddy Paul is back on it. He would have mentioned something. I don't think he's... Part of
it's
it.
Been 7 years, and people are supposed to be dead that apparently have come maybe, back from the dead.
Maybe his character died.
That could be.
I don't know. But this was your thing? This is your jam?
I loved it for the first two seasons. The third one turned god-awful, and I stopped watching, but I can't wait to see what happens with this, because I don't have high expectations.
Okay, my friend's character was Paul Kellerman, a Secret Service agent working for the vice president to make sure the execution of Lincoln Burroughs goes smoothly.
Yeah, Paul confessed all the wrong things that he did as part of the Secret Service. He was taken to jail and then had a questionable death surrounding him at the end.
Okay, so,
yes,
so maybe they're he's still, a goner. Maybe they're still holding it open for him in case the death...
He kind of got shot up, so I don't think he...
Oh, come on, spoiler alert.
I always made fun of him because his name is Paul... And his character's name is Paul. So I always like, do they have to do this so that you actually know to respond? Because, like, if you, it's like a Homer says, I think he's talking to you.
You know? Like the Tony Danza rule.
right. Right? All the characters have to be named Tony, otherwise he doesn't know who he's being talked to. Right.
He was great, though, for the first, like, season and a half because I absolutely despised him. He played his role perfectly.
Well, how do you know he's not that way in real life?
Well, yeah, if he's anything like you.
You don't know him. Now he's on, what is it, the Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce? Is that what it is? The one with Lisa Edelstein? That's a show. And he's got
of all the shows that I'm forced to watch that are awful, that's not one of them.
Well, there you go. All right, Tanny.
He's back with a new stand-up special for the first time in almost 2 years. Tonight, Just debuted today on Netflix, Louis C.K.'s 2017 special.
Wow.
Available to stream right now. So after Cubs Cardinals, I'll be checking that out.
Now, is that one of these things where you can pay whatever you want? Or no,
well, I'm sure he'll have it for sale. Well, maybe not, because this is his first Netflix special.
Mm, they own him
so,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think it's available for free right now if you have Netflix. So
I know where you're going to be. All right, well, there you have it. That is It's On. And now you mentioned, Barry, that there is a Masters preview show, and there were some...
Oh, it's all day, all night, every day on the Golf Channel. The worst part is they're live from the Masters, but on Thursday morning, when they'll be live from the Masters on the Golf Channel, they won't actually be live from the Masters. They'll be live, and you'll see golfers walking behind them, playing golf at the Masters, but they're not allowed to televise it.
It drives me insane. That sucks.
In any case, you have Dustin Johnson, obviously the best player in the world, the hottest player, but at 5-1, not interested. You have Spieth, who has a second, a first, and a second at 8-1, also not interested. And he's really tired of answering the questions about what happened last year.
Joe Madden? I went back and I looked at it and I was great.
And I still hit two balls into the water on 12. Rory McIlroy at 7-1 obviously has a great chance, but he hasn't been putting well this year. Not interested at 7-1. Matsuyama, great course history, but his last three or four tournaments, awful. Ricky Fowler's always in the mix in the majors, but he's going to have to prove it to me. Jason Day at 18-1, he's down from 10-1 because of what happened with his mom. He had to leave the match play. His mom was very ill, but his mom has had the surgery. She's doing very well. She might even come to the Masters. I watched his press conference this morning. He is very relaxed, very happy. Usually by this point, he's all Jason Day'd out because he grinds on everything, every practice round, every minute of his day. I like where he is. Maybe the fact that he hasn't been able to practice himself to death will be a good thing. He also has great course history. So okay. Jason Day might be your guy. I'd love
what
John.
What about Matsuyama?
As I just mentioned, yeah,
his
course history is great.
Okay.
But his form is bad.
Okay, this is what I want to get to with him. When you say course history versus form, you're talking about current form, not form.
Current form. Okay. Starting.
I want to clarify that because there's a lot of I got a text or a tweet from Schmutzy saying Matsuyama is a guy you can't leave him off of there.
Yeah, okay. No, I liked him a lot last year, and he's great on the course. His last few events have been really bad, which sometimes at the Masters doesn't matter. I wouldn't blame anybody for liking him.
I love how you look at this like it's a racing form.
Well, you have to, because look, you have to take a stand somewhere. It's just like the Kentucky Derby. There are 20 phenomenal horses. Somewhere you got to take a stand. What's your exacto? What's your try? You can't pick them all. You can't pick everybody. So you look for value. At least I do. I love John Rahm. I think he's going to win a major, maybe this year. But definitely in the near future. I just don't know if this is the week because he hasn't had much of a chance. There are a lot of guys you would throw into the mix. Justin Thomas having a huge year, 35-1. Bubba Watson had a good match play. He's at 45-1 where if he hadn't played so poorly early in the year, he wouldn't be nearly that high.
Or is this the possibility with his game where it is that Dustin Johnson just waxes the field by 6 strokes and completely asserts full-blown dominance over the game?
Wouldn't surprise me, and if he did, get out of the way, because it's the only thing, really, that he hasn't done. I mean, he won his major. He's come back from all the horrible disappointments. He is just beating the living hell out of everyone right now. So he could be there. I mean, it's...
Why are we assuming that all of a sudden, well, this tournament, maybe the conditions
are
something...
I'm not. I'm just saying at 5-1, there's no value there for me. But he has every right to continue to do what he's been doing. I mean, his wedge game has now matched his length. It is Tiger-esque in regards to the way he is outplaying the field in every way, including his putting. It's frightening. But if you're looking for value... You know, I might look at a guy like Bubba at 45 or a Brooks Koepka who was great in the Ryder's Cup at 66. You have all these other guys like Terrell Hatton who's playing well at 60. You have Tommy Fleetwood at 80, Adam Hadwin at 80, Thomas Peters who was great in the Ryder Cup at 80. So, I mean, there's value out there. Alex Noren at 80. I'm looking for some value, and I may land on Jason Day, though, who really shouldn't be 18-1. He should be 8-1.
We will say good evening to Lawrence Holmes, who will be hosting with me for the next couple of days here on the Burstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
It's quite a different experience to watch one of 162 after what feels like yesterday, a month of incredible playoff intensity. 5 weeks of living and dying with every pitch. Got to pace yourselves.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This team had, but they didn't have the market knowledge or experience to secure them a mortgage. Stop wasting your time contacting lenders who don't know what they're doing. Instead, call David and his team of experienced mortgage professionals to receive low rates and closing costs, at least $1,000 less than other lenders who advertise on this station. If you're purchasing a home, the only call to make is to David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. Can't help if you don't call, though. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage license C4358 and MLS 1918.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen Certified Data Network Score.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
For near you, visit FlooringDecor.com.
Listen up, the Lucky Day Lotto jackpot has rolled again. It has just reached $1.15 million. That's right, $1.15 million. If you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit lakelawnresort.com.
I'm Rick Camp, producer at The Score and instructor and graduate of the Illinois Media School. I am IMS. If you've ever thought about a career in media, check out the Illinois Media School.
Hi, I'm Matt Abaticola, update anchor and host, and I'm a graduate of the Illinois Media School.
I am IMS. If you're ready to take the first step to making your dream a reality, you need to do what I did and check out the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com. The Illinois Media School, be on TV, be on radio.
You get in your car,
start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, it's a COP. And then you learn that a ticket for texting and driving is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
On air, call 800-808-5181.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Caller number 10 to the Scores Contest line, 312-591-6700, wins two tickets to a VIP party and Cubs opening day live broadcast with Spiegel and Parkins Monday, April 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Yard House in New City, Lincoln Park. Tap into great food, classic rock, and 110 taps of craft and import draft beer at Yard House. Lawrence Holmes is here for a brief period of time before Cubs baseball.
Hello, men.
Hello, Lawrence. What's up?
Hello, Lawrence.
I have got so much Cubs stuff that I want to do tonight, and I don't know if I have enough time to do it all.
Well, you and I are going to be together for the next 3 days, so we'll have plenty of time to let it breathe.
I know, but it's interesting.
Good luck with that.
The half-hour shows are always the most challenging for me because it's like, okay, you have to figure out the thing that you want to do,
and then that's it.
Do it.
Show's over.
And so there's so much like kind of cool stuff that I want to get into, which brings me to this. I'm very happy to have you here, Mr. Rosner. Thanks, by the way, Dan. There's some good content that I used last night with you and Lynn talking about Lester.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me to thinking because as I was watching the game Sunday night, I had an epiphany. And I ran it by, it was funny that you guys were talking about it because it was something I had planned on doing. I ran it by Grody, and we talked about it, and I ran it by Bruce, and now I want to run it by you.
Okay.
All right? I think that the execution of the base running strategy against John Lester is terrible. And I think that teams that try to do this end up messing up their hitters.
You saw it in the playoffs last year.
With the Dodgers, right? You saw it with the Dodgers with them trying to do it. And even like with Fowler, you're watching Fowler. Who knows that Lester's not going to throw?
He knows the bear is not going to eat you.
So just go already.
So just
You're messing up the hitter.
You're messing up the hitter. You're not going in advantageous counts to the hitter. You're dancing around and your
hitters,
lead.
Hitters hate that.
Of course they do.
They hate it.
Your lead is way longer than what you usually are. So no matter the fact that he's not going to throw over there, you're uncomfortable as a runner because you're 15 feet away from the bag instead of 9 feet away from the bag.
Well, you remember the Fangraphs piece about it said there's a bear in a room and somebody tells you no matter what, that bear is not going to hurt you. And the bear is growling and snarling and spittle flying everywhere and baring its teeth and it's 700 pounds. And it is, but you can't, you're still not going to go in the room.
That's so you get to 15 feet and now you're leaning the wrong way.
And that's when Contreras gets you.
Yep.
Or that's when Ross would get you last year. And you saw it with Fowler that Lester looked over and Fowler went back to first. And it's like, he's not throwing over there. So if you're...
So just take off.
Just leave. Like, just go. But I think that for some reason, these teams think that the strategy is, well, we're going to rattle Lester by hopping around. Yeah, and the truth is...
He's kind of used to it at this point.
Right. The truth is you don't. So I'm wondering if at some point, someone smart in baseball will either go all the way with the strategy and just run all night, or stop it. Like, it seems silly to me. And, like, watching the Cardinals mess around on the bases, it seemed like so like, well, we're going to get into John Lester's head. And you weren't anywhere near getting into his head.
Because he's not even considering throwing over.
He doesn't care.
Right.
He doesn't care. They have it in place, and they're going to figure out how to protect him from it. So that's one of the things. And when you and Lynn were talking about the relationship with Contreras and how that has to evolve. And I think you brought up the idea of instead of him framing a pitch an extra half a second, him transfer and then throwing down the first and how he's going to have to learn.
And Ross just naturally evolved an understanding of when and how to do that. You can't tell a guy what to do there. That's going to be instinctive over time.
So, Barry, I'm not crazy. This strategy doesn't work.
No, you know, hitters are really finicky. They want certain counts. They look for certain counts. And if you're over there dancing around, all you're doing is distracting them. Some hitters absolutely hate that. No, I don't get it. You obviously want to run on the right count. You want it. You want the stolen base count in your favor. But either get to it or don't. But the dancing around is driving hitters crazy. I'm with you.
All right. Thanks to our producer, our guests, first of all, Kevin Millar, Chris Rose, and Matt Miller all joined us today. Our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Dwayne Wade might be the best two guard in the history of the game. He's one of the best two guards in the history of the game.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan's good.
Our producers, Nick Shepkowski.
It's sweet.
Coach, can I borrow your bottle there?
Yes. Oh, geez. I'm going to get another reprimand from the tournament committee because I got a daggum bottle up here. It's not supposed to be here. I do have a letter in my file because I had a Coca-Cola cup in here one night. As a matter of fact, I should have kept it and said, I got the trophy. You can have the damn letter of reprimand.
Yeah, you might not have the trophy.
Now you're going to have another letter for mentioning.
That's a different letter.
Yeah, well, come on.
Years from now, you might not have the trophy. That investigation keeps turning up stuff.
I like to picture that it's a bottle of whiskey, like a handle of whiskey in front of him instead of just like the wrong water bottle.
Roy looks like Huckleberry Hound.
He comes up with the light blue and everything, yeah. Chris Tannehill.
Tributes continue to pour in for Chicago Blues legend Lonnie Brooks. Brooks died Saturday night at the age of 83.
83.
And we thank everybody for calling, texting, sexting, and being a part of the show. We're going to get out of Lawrence's way. Lawrence will be in on this show with me Wednesday after Cubs, Thursday full Brote, and then Friday again after Cubs.
And we're giving away season tickets for the Cubs on Friday.
On Friday, on remote, indeed, we are going to be the show on which somebody is going to win a pair of Cubs season tickets. So you got more Cubs stuff coming before the Cubs game here in your home for world champion Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Keep go, keep the change. Hi, doggie.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why the Elantra and Sonata are
the next time you're driving and here, you may be tempted to. It could be as simple as OMG or even see you soon. But you won't be R-O-F-L when you hear and get pulled over for texting and driving because a ticket is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, just for listening, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 4.
Worn-out tires can cost you a lot more than new tires.
It's true. In the long run, badly worn tires put stress on suspension parts,
which can lead to real expensive repairs.
Worn tires have poor traction.
That's why so many families are riding on Merlin 200,000-mile warranty tires.
What's your family riding on?
Stop in at your local Merlin 200,000-mile shop for details and a free tire inspection today.
At Merlin,
more life for you and your car.
It's rebate madness at Merlin's. Visit Merlin's.com/spring to save $60 on Continental tires and get a $70 rebate. Then save 10% on Monroe shocks and struts with a $100 rebate. Plus, get another $100 rebate when you use your Merlin credit card. See shop for promotion details. Visit Merlin's.com/spring for coupons. Stop by for a free inspection today.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafy. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit WheelingIL.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
There's a drive. Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
You get in your car, start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, it's a COP. And then you learn that a ticket for texting